welcome back to this panel on hearing indifference, memory, art, and politics. So each of our speakers is going to speak approximately 20 minutes, which would give us the luxury of a 10 to 15 minute conversation between you and speakers. And also then we'll have a brief break, because the stage, we have to break the stage down, recompose it in some new formation. It's exciting, like the process that has been encouraged to take into the world outside this event, right? So then we'll have a roundtable with all of the speakers from across the 2 days here. So there'll be a chance for further conversation. So do keep thinking and get ready for your chance with the microphone. All right. For the purposes of saving time, I'm actually going to introduce each of the speakers now in the order in which they will be presented. Our first speaker is Heather Love. Heather Love is the R. Jean Brownlee Term Associate Professor at the University of Pennsylvania. You know, I wanted to be Jose Munoz for, you know, at least the next few minutes. Now I feel dizzy and confused.
But take advantage of my great credit rating.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to have to change my personal line now. All right. So Heather Love is the R. Jean Brownlee Term Associate Professor at the University of Pennsylvania, where she teaches courses in gender studies, queer theory, modernism, film, disability studies, sociology, literature, and critical theory. She's the author of Feeling Backward, Loss and the Politics of Queer History, and she recently edited a special issue of GLQ on the scholarship and legacy of Gail Rubin. She's currently working on a book manuscript on Irving Goffman. The provisional title for that book is The Stigma Archive. The title of her presentation today is What Difference Does It Make? Queer Feeling Now. Our second speaker will be Matthias Vanvoldt. Matthias is a Norwegian art historian, editor, and queer critic. He's currently working in a PhD project entitled Touching History, the Affective Economies of Queer Archival Activism at the University of Bergen in Norway. He's the founding editor of the e-journal Trickster, Nordic Queer Journal, and co-editor of the book Lost and Found, Querying the Archive. His writings in contemporary art and activism, queer temporalities, and history have been published in books including Temporal Drag and Chewing the Scenery, which is one of my own favorite activities, as well as numerous journals. He lives and works in Copenhagen, Denmark. Our third speaker is Emily Roysten, who is a New York and Stockholm-based artist and writer. She completed the Whitney Museum Independent Study Program in 2001 and holds an MFA from UCLA. Her concept, Ecstatic Resistance, which seems so on point for a symposium, We Who Feel Differently, her concept of ecstatic resistance regarding the impossible and imaginary in politics, was introduced in simultaneous shows at Grand Arts in Kansas City and X Initiative in New York. She's the editor and co-founder of the influential queer feminist journal and artist collective LTTR, and a contributing member with the band Men. Her work has been shown in numerous sites, such as the 2010 Whitney Biennial, the Greater New York at MoMA PS1, Manifesta 8, Bucharest Biennial 4, all over the world, basically. Upcoming projects include commissions from Performance Room at the Tate Modern, Visual Arts Center in Austin, Texas, and the Tramway in Glasgow. And the title of her presentation is Group Work and Gay Power. Finally, we'll hear from E. Patrick Johnson, who's the Carlos Montezuma Professor of Performance Studies and African American Studies at Northwestern University. He's published widely in the areas of race, class, and gender, and performance. His first book, Appropriating Blackness, Performance and the Politics of Authenticity, dealt with cultural, social, and political battles over origin, ownership, circulation, and performance, won numerous awards. In addition to his published work, he's also a performing artist. He toured his one-man show, Strange Fruit, around the country between 1999 and 2004. And he's currently touring a new performance, Pouring Tea, Black Gay Men of the South Tell Their Tales. This is a solo performance based on the narratives in his recent book, Sweet Tea, and he's additionally working on an anthology of Black queer performance texts and researching queer sexuality and performance in the Black church. And the title of his presentation is Archiving Queer Memory, Performing Sweet Tea. It is just a real joy to be introducing these panelists, and now I get to stand and listen to and learn from them. So thank you.